Amy, she's got something going on in her family, and she wants to run it by all you guys. So why don't you tell everyone what's going on, Amy? What's up?
My husband wants to make a deal with our kid that might be detrimental in the long run.
Ooh, wheeling and dealing with the kids. What kind of stuff are we talking?
Well, my husband is very anti-technology. And, you know, he'll give you a long speech as to why smartphones and social media are just ruining kids.
Okay, I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stand up. Thank you.
Oh, come on. It can be helpful in some ways.
Yeah. Social media. Instagram is yet to prove its worthiness.
It's a babysitter is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, for the first 12 years, our daughter has been allowed to do, like, what she wants. Because, you know, he's not a dictator, but he speaks his mind and lets her choose for herself. Of course, you know, she's picked to have every social media platform that exists. She has an iPhone. She's hooked on Netflix and Hulu like every other kid. But my husband wants to make a deal now.
Okay. Oh, this is so interesting. To get rid of all this social media technology stuff?
Well, if she will trade in her smartphone for a flip phone, give up all of her social media accounts, and limit her use of the computer to just homework for the next 4 years. He's willing to buy her a car on her 16th birthday.
Congratulations!
Wow, I'm joining in on the clapping on that one.
That is amazing. Why wouldn't she? That's brilliant.
Well, it gets better. And if she makes it to 18 without streaming a single show, no iPad, unless it's for school, and no Instagram or Facebook, she gets a 2-week summer trip anywhere in the world with her best friend.
Oh, my gosh!
Okay, there has to be an if or a but, though.
Yes, if she gets caught just once, it's all gone.
Okay, so if she sneaks onto Instagram or activates her account or gets caught on Netflix, instead of reading an old-fashioned book, she's done. She's lost everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do you think she said?
Well, she had to have said yes.
Yes, she's all about it, but I don't know. I mean, is this a really smart idea?
Yes, it is a really smart idea. You know why? Because kids survived and did great without all this crap, all the social media garbage, and everything that's distracting and rotting their minds.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, is it just kind of dangerous to go cold turkey, though? Like, shouldn't she be clued into what other people are doing online?
I love that we talk about it like it's a full-on addiction. Like,
it is.
Can she go cold turkey?
Should she be able to have that cut out of her life? Yes, she should have it cut out.
Yeah.
What does he want her to do in place of all the technology stuff and social media?
Spend time with friends in person, read an actual book, I don't know, go cross-country skiing, you know, use your family gym membership that no one uses.
Yeah, you're right. People don't do things like they used to do.
No, they don't. And I don't know. I just don't want it to cause harm, but he thinks it's the answer. I mean, do you think it is?
I'm with him. I love this idea.
Jeez. I mean, there could be something to be said that, you know, she does need to be prepared to enter the workforce knowing stuff about LinkedIn and Instagram and Snapchat and all that. Maybe. I mean, it is a part of our world, like it or not. And at age 12, for her to just lose touch for 4 years, even longer, 6 years.
How is she ever going to be on The Bachelor and say, I'm a social media consultant?
Well, yeah, she wouldn't be able to. Is there a danger to saying no to YouTube and being off all that? I mean, she would be able to go online to research stuff for homework. He's just saying, don't spend hours and hours texting your friends. You know, she has a flip phone, so she could call them.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
I wonder if our parents listening would be a fan of this, if they're going, oh, wow, this is a brilliant idea. I've got to give it up to your husband. Or is there something we're not thinking of?
Is it too extreme?
Yeah. Is it too extreme? Maybe it is. Let's find out. 651-989-5795. Do you love this idea or would you list it? By the way, I'm curious, where would she want to go on her 2-week trip?
Italy.
Oh, God. Two weeks in Italy.
2 weeks in Rome. I would give up social media for 6 years for that. Well, it's expensive.
You would do it for nothing.
Well, that is true. Okay, let's get calls and then find out whose side they're on, your husband or yours. All right?
Thank you.
I mean, I really like this idea, but, you know, what do you say? Here's some of the texts. Can you say Best Dad of the Century Award?
Oh, wow.
Do it, but she will find a way around it.
They always do.
There's enough apps out there now that you can make sure she doesn't find a way around it.
Here's a list. Our society revolves around the internet and social media. She would be at a disadvantage in the workforce. Daily usage limitations, however, they should be set. I mean, there is that. You could just limit her time on it.
Yeah, just instead of quitting cold turkey and something that she's probably known her entire life.
Yeah. Okay, so Amy, your parents had something similar for you?
Yeah, it was a different kind of a deal, but a similar idea. I was offered money if I graduated high school and then college with no drug use, no drugs. And it made it really easy for me to say no because I had this incredible offer. And so it was very easy for me to say, why would I give that up for this one thing, this one time?
Okay, what was the dollar amount you got?
I got $1,000 when I graduated from high school and $10,000 when I graduated college.
What?
$11,000 to never touch the drugs.
Correct.
Okay.
See, my parents couldn't make that deal. They'd be like, we got, like, you have 10 bucks or we could do like, how about 10, 10.50 just to not
it's
do
cheaper,
it.
It's cheaper than a car.
$11,000. Yeah. And now, since you're through college and all that, have you ever sampled?
No, I mean, it really didn't interest me because I kind of got through all of that. So
still to this day, it's still working.
Yes.
Way to go, mom and dad. That's a good one. I do love that idea. And you're right. You know, when it comes to peer pressure, to be able to say, you know, if they're like, come on, Amy, don't be a loser. Hey, I've got $11,000 coming my way. No, it's not worth it. I'm good. Thank you, though.
Exactly. Could you imagine? They're like, oh,
yeah.
Okay, well, we'll just take yours then. Okay, we'll have it. Have a good day.
Sarah, you're a gym teacher, and what do you say about this idea on the table?
I absolutely love it. I just received an email last week saying only like 5% of teens in the United States are actually meeting like their fitness goals and being active. So absolutely love it. She will be fine. They have electronics in the school. She's not going to fall behind on anything.
Okay, so there's no danger there.
No.
And it's not saying you can't use the computer to, you know, go online for homework and whatever.
Right.
So, you know, not being cut off.
That'd be cool.
It's just social media, getting off of all of that and texting your friends every waking second.
Yeah. Okay, you know? Good. I like it. So Sarah's saying she loves it. So far, lots of love. Let's see here. So what if she goes to a friend's house overnight and they want to watch a movie? Does she have to sit in another room and read? No, I think the rules just apply at home.
Yeah, I
right?
think. But then again, it's like, do they? You know what I mean? What if it is everywhere she goes? Like, you just broke the rules.
Well, we've got a 12-year-old girl texting us to say taking away all of it is too much. Taking her social media away completely will take her out of any social life that she has.
But see, we had social lives without any of it.
Mm-hmm.
That was when we grew up. There wasn't any fear of losing a social life. Your social life was communicating with people.
Yeah.
The same people she communicates via with, you know, social media. Just try talking to them.
I love when Crisco goes into, back in my day.
I shouldn't have to say that, but it really is. It was only 10 years ago, you know what I mean?
Renee, you're the one person saying, list this idea.
Really? You're the only one?
The only one. So to plead your case, why?
Well, I have 3 kids, and I hate nothing more than them wasting all of their time sitting on their phone also, but I do feel like it puts kids at a social disadvantage if you completely cut them out because it's so much part of our culture, and then there's so many easy ways now, like with the iPhone, they have downtime where you can just schedule in the time period that you want your kid's phone to be inactive, where like you could keep phone calls still working or texting, but you can block every other app. I just feel like there's ways that they can still have it, but you can control the amount.
I just feel it's weird to say she could be hurt by not having social media in her life. Like, really, we can be hurt by that?
Well, and this is going to be unpopular to say, but you know me, I have some of these once in a while.
Uh-huh.
Is it just parents who are coming to the defense of it saying that it's a bad idea because they use it as a babysitter? I mean, what is the first thing you see? And I don't have kids, so I don't know. But if you go to a restaurant, the first thing you see if a kid's like, I want a movie, cool. And then they're just good, and it's complete, like, shutdown.
Yep.
That didn't happen.
But we're not talking about them as, like, 2-year-olds. We're talking about
But that gets
teenager.
Them hooked. 2 years, 3 years old, 4 years old, you stay on that thing all the time.
Dustin, you want to weigh on this as a dad of a 15-year-old girl?
15-year-old boy.
Boy.
But yes, and he skis for his high school alpine team. And he also shoots traps starting this spring for the team. And most of their communication is done via social media or texting or things of that nature. So if he didn't have access, he wouldn't be as capable of making extra practices, extra meets, things like that the captains tweet out, text out, Facebook message out, that kind of stuff.
Well, they'll have to send carrier pigeons to Amy's daughter.
Well, right. But, you know, like if the 12-year-old girl, if she decides that she wants to join something, there might need to be some kind of give and take on what is acceptable, I feel.
Well, I don't think this guy is really drawing a line in the sand saying cold turkey, absolutely nothing. I think he's trying to just be reasonable. He's saying you can use a computer for homework, do that stuff. He just doesn't want her sitting on it, wasting her life away in front of a freaking screen.
Which is what she's doing right now.
Yeah.
I mean, she's constantly on the phone.
Is it really a harm? Do we really run the risk of something horrible happening to her? I mean, realistically, is she going to make it? No. She's not.
No, she'll fall victim to her friends being like, oh, come on.
She'll cave.
Let's snap tonight.
Did you see so-and-so's really hot picture?
Yeah.
I
definitely don't think she's making it to the two-week trip. That one's for sure not happening.
Okay, so one more list from Sam. Why?
Okay, so right now I'm in high school, and there's kids in my grade who have flip phones, and they are, like, not treated the same as other people. And honestly, the idea with the drugs and the alcohol are is, like, better. And I know a lot more kids who do that with their parents instead of social media. Because if you're in, like, an environment with so many people in a school, no one knows who you are, and it's hard to make friends if you don't have social media.
Okay, and Sam, you have to explain this to me. How are kids with flip phones treated differently?
Like, if you have a flip phone, people are like, haha, you have a flip phone. And then they're like, oh, you're not cool. And then they might not talk to you.
Oh.
Or they'd be like, oh, you're different, you know? Or it's,
what kind of phone do you have, Sam? What kind of phone do you have? You have an iPhone. Which iPhone is it?
iPhone 10.
You have an iPhone 10 and you're how old? 16?
Yeah.
Huh. You have a better phone than me.
Wow. How do you get an iPhone 10 when you're 16?
I got it for good grades.
What kind of grades are we talking?
Like straight A's.
Okay, then I can support that. Good for you. You've earned that phone.
I just know I would have got picked on because I would have had the flip phone.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's from a mile away. Well, I'd be like, guys, look at this. I have Snake on my phone.
I thought flip phones were like the cool thing that the hipsters were doing because they didn't want to be part of like the iPhone generation.
Yeah, isn't it hip, Sam?
Well, I mean, maybe somewhere it is, but I know in my school environment, it's definitely not.
Oh, okay. Right. Thanks for calling in, Sam. Have a good day at school.
Yeah, you too.
See ya. Bye. Interesting. All right. Well, there you go.
Huh.
I wonder what they'll do. I say go ahead with it. See what happens. Let her eventually flop.
Yeah.
And then maybe it'll open her eyes to, you know what? There is more than just sitting on my phone all day. Even if it goes for a month, what's the harm?
It'd be good for her.
Yeah, it would be good.
I just love that we're in a world right now where if you had a flip, like Sam was so worried about her. Oh, sweet Jesus, don't give her a flip phone. She is not going to make it out of school alive.
She'd be so uncool.
Oh, to be bullied for having a flip phone.
Well, we got bullied for stupid things. I guess it's that.
But like
same
what?
Difference.
I don't even remember what we got. I mean, I got there was plenty, but it was just like it wasn't a phone. There was nothing to bully you on about that.
Oh my God, my dad had a work phone, and every once in a while, I'd whip that thing out and be like, "What is that?" I'm like, it's my phone.
It's no big deal.
Calling you from the cell phone.
Yeah, I got a mobile.
Let me pull the antenna out.
My first phone, and I was gifted it to myself by my sister. Looked like male genitalia.
Yeah. Oh.
No, like the end of it, it went straight up and went, whoop. It really did. Okay. And I thought it was so cool. And I went into school and I was like, you guys want to call me? And people just looked at me and went, no, we're okay.
We're good.
We're good. Thanks. So.
Could you go back to wherever you came from?
And it's still like that today.